then you would have had four in a row and not 3 and 4 years. And that would have been really crazy. So we talk about history. That team would have been okay, but it wasn't, that star-studded. let them have one that year, and then Durant still came because he just wanted to get out of OKC, because people don't realize that he left OKC because he didn't want to be with Westbrook anymore. That was why he left. But now, had he said, well, I'm going there anyway, you know what I mean, because I want to win or whatever. Then again, he might not have come, but let's say he did. You would have had four in a row. That's when history would have been different.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Mr. Jared Hoover, for coming on the show today. We're going to definitely do this again real soon. It's crazy how an hour flies by so quickly, for sure. But thank you so much, and I definitely look forward to reconnecting with you again now that we're connected off the air, and whatnot. But we'll definitely be shooting up messages real soon and whatnot. But thank you so much for coming on the air today.
My pleasure, my brother. My pleasure. Happy New Year to you, man.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
That was Jared Hoover on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is it for the show today. I'll be back on the show on the air Saturday, regular scheduled time, 5 to 6, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We got another show coming up next.
Great songs, but nothing good.
He's coming up next now, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. So don't turn the dial. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday evening. Thanks for tuning in. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Have a great night, everybody.
You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor, doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
doctor,
and doctor.
What?
We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs with Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to kick into it right now with The Decemberists for a song befitting this month.
On a winter sun I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath leap where you were going to? Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow, and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say before she left, when I could see her breath lead where she was going to? Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January. Oh, January.
don't you look for? What you don't wanna find? We'll be right back.
that's The Clash with The Call Up, a pay-in to Refuse Nicks off of their 1, 2, 3, 4th album, Sandinista. Before that was The Loom, Fire Makes from Here in the Deadlights. And we start off with the Decembrists, January Hymn off of The King is Dead. And we're going to keep it chugging right along right now with a cover of a Lobby Siffre song by Madness. It's become one of their go-to encore numbers, and Suggs, the lead singer, says that he loves it because at every concert he sees, in his words, fat, bald, former skinheads just crying their eyes out, and that means you've really made it. Close ups from Courtney Barnett, and I'll talk about that after the block, but first, a bit of Madness.
I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. Soon as I wake up every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy.
Just then a song comes on, you can't And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
Guest inside.
That Snow Is Falling in Manhattan by Purple Mountains off of their soul release, Purple Mountains. Purple Mountains was a project of David Berman, formerly of Silver Jews. It was his first project in 10 years and released to a critical acclaim, but then we lost him last year as well. So a great release and a great loss. And I'd like to thank my friend Matt Baskin for hipping me to that particular tune. We started off with Madness, It Must Be Love, off of the album 7, and we also had in the middle there Courtney Barnett and History Eraser from the album, the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. And now we're at the bottom of the hour, so let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. So don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And really quickly, on the topic of Courtney Barnett, big fan, as you may know, but she hails from Melbourne in the state of Victoria in Australia, a country which is really going through some really heavy, heavy madness with brush fires. And I'll be quick. The Australian Red Cross is taking donations, so if you have a few coins in the kitty, why not send them their way? Because it's all over, from Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland. It's all over the country, and today it's Australia, but tomorrow it could easily be your front door, so consider that. And on the pivot to the topic of my friend Matt Baskin, he works at a competing radio station in the news journalism field, as is a friend of mine, Lisa, who's turning 30, so as they are journalists in New England, soon they'll be being hauled up to New Hampshire for various primary-related projects, one can only presume. So this one is going out to the two of them and all the hectic to-and-fro madness that will surely be called upon them. It's the Ramones. Check it out. My brain, oh no, oh, 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 oh. And that's the Vapors with News at 10. They're always so much more than being Japanese. That one song that did it for them. They were discovered by Bruce Foxton of The Jam, who did vocal duties on the song preceding that, News of the World, a B-side from the Snap EP, and started all off with the Ramones' I Want to Be Sedated from Road to Ruin. We're entering the home stretch, so, you know, buckle in because it's time for the band.
Baby. the first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark.
Okay.
And that's Lucy Dacus with Night Shift, the closer off of her most recent album, Historian. Before that was Elvis with Suspicious Minds and It Makes No Difference, live version by the band from The Last Waltz. And that's going to do it for me here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. But Desperados are next, so stick around for that. And we'll regroup next week. How about that?